With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is trying to reschedule a meeting with Israel to discuss the city of Rafah. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his forces need to go into Rafah to take out Hamas terrorists.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe. You're going to have, 30,000 dead. 30,000. Civilian dead. Okay. That's not true. That is simply not true.
The Coast Guard says the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed a bridge in Baltimore underwent routine engine maintenance in port beforehand. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath said they were not informed of any problems following that. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is focused on four main priorities in the aftermath of the collapsed bridge.
Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Seth Sutel reports U.S. stocks ticked higher Wednesday with Trump Media and Technology Group continuing to climb.
Stocks broke out of a three-day lull on Wall Street and closed at another record high. The S&P 500 added 0.9% Wednesday, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow rose 477 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.5%. The Dow and the Nasdaq closed just short of their own records. Merck rose 5%. The big drug maker helped push the market higher after winning federal approval for its treatment of a rare disease affecting blood vessels. Trump Media and Technology Group rose 14.2%. It was the second day of trading for the parent company of former President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is SRN News. There's a population bomb ticking around the world.
But it's not overpopulation, quite the opposite. A new study published this month in The Lancet projects that due to falling birth rates, every region outside of Africa will be below the population replacement rate within 15 years. Wealthy industrialized countries, including the U.S., lead the way, with too few births to replace the number of people who die every year. Abortion and an increased focus on career over family are being blamed for the trend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that ultimately would have put abortion to a vote of the people in Louisiana has failed in the legislature. The measure, which would have enshrined abortion in the Louisiana Constitution, was defeated in committee. The state has a near-total ban on that, approved by lawmakers. Several states across the country will put abortion on the ballot this November, and several more are considering such a move. This is SRN News. Kia has a new compact car.
Americans are buying SUVs and trucks, but Kia is kicking the trend with its revamped compact car called the K4. Sales of small cars have been dropping, but Kia rolled out the K4 at the New York International Auto Show. It comes with 11 standard advanced driving features, including automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assist, and smart cruise control. Pricing and fuel economy haven't been announced. The K4 is scheduled to hit showrooms in the second half of this year. I'm Rita Folway.
Opponents of increasing the minimum wage cited an increase of prices and automation as being the after effect, and they were correct. California's minimum wage will go from $16 to $20 an hour next Monday. Fast food restaurant operators saying they're raising prices. McDonald's and Chipotle are raising prices. Jack in the Box plans to experiment with robots so they can operate with fewer employees. More details at srnnews.com.